Hi there, welcome back to lesson five for Basic Witch Level 3. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about the power of fire. I am definitely a water witch, and I would say a fire witch. I am very, very drawn to water, but I'm also drawn to fire for cleansing and removal of negativity. Let me explain to you several ways in which we use fire, or I use fire in my spells and rituals. The first one is bonfires. I think that's really important because the bonfire is such an ancient tradition of gathering, of healing, of survival. I think it's just this really earthy way to bring grounding, to bring healing, to bring completion, to bring connection, to bring all of those things together. What I love to do is I burn a lot of my spells when they're final and when they're complete. I have a big cone-shaped fire pit, and I will each time, like about every week, I reset my board, my manifestation board or my altar. And any herbs that were on there, papers that might have been written, notes that I might have written, or prayers or things, I will rip them up and I will place them on top of the board. And I always say to my oldest granddaughter or grandson when they're here, take this to the fire pit and dump it in. I know I don't necessarily have to be burning at that time because I know that Kagan and the boys will have a fire and it'll get burned. And that fire pit is always surrounded by love and comfort and family and connection. So I love knowing that the completion of those spells and that energy is going to be burned and then sent up to the universe. The other thing that I'll do with my bonfires is after having a family birthday or a gathering, when all of the ashes and the embers have cooled, I will take that ash, I will put it inside a bowl of salt, I'll mix it together, and I'll make big jars of black salt. And that's what I'll use to lay down a shield of protection on my property and around my horses and my animals and my family, because it has the love and the connection from the ash and the fire. Then mixed in with the energy of the salt, it creates a wonderful black salt. And then I might even use that into a spell I might be doing, a witch's bottle. I might be creating something else with it, and I'll have little jars of it in my office. Prayers of smoke are wonderful. I mean, you can do that with burning sweetgrass or burning sage. You can be using that smoke to send up a prayer. And when we smudge our home, we say a prayer and we have the sage. I always open my windows when I smudge. It just makes sense to me. It's a release of energy. I want that energy to have someplace to go. So I use the smoke to wave that smoke to capture any negative energy or anything that might no longer serve us and to remove it from my home. You can also have prayers of smoke by putting bundles of sage or sweetgrass right into the bonfire. And then using that prayer of smoke, the First Nations people understood this either by smoking cigarettes or smoking pipes or smoking marijuana. It can be such a meaningful ritual to be able to smoke with someone. They understood that. They really understood that, just sitting down and having this moment, having this communal talk, having this spiritual connection between human beings, First Nations people really understood, like, listen, we need to stay warm and, we need to have the essentials. But they understood that life was about the relationships. And I still think, above any other race, that the First Nations people understand that. That connection is so much more important than, what car they drive. And I just feel like that's something that a lot of people are missing nowadays. There's also burning rituals where you can, you have people that have attended ceremony before where they're walking over hot stones and they're doing a specific spell or ritual that is then burned right in that moment. So there's also a burning ritual is something that can be done in a group. It's something that can be done privately. I've seen people that will sit and do a ritual and they'll make like a scrapbook page, for example, and they'll put all of their pieces together and they'll spend hours building it and then get up and go and burn it into the fire. It's their way of sending it to the universe and sending it off to them and saying, please, hear my prayer, see my prayer, and trusting that this will be done when they need it to be. Fire, again, is so primal. It's so cleansing. And I think that's the biggest thing is that burning has been something that we've just done for so many thousands of years. And rituals can really just help us to pause, giving weight to things that are significant for us. And they help our brains to focus and pay attention, and they help us to orient ourselves emotionally and spiritually. And it's been this ritual release that's been around for so long. And it's really important that obviously you're burning things safe, whether it's in a large flame-proof pot or bowl or an outside fireplace, that if your matches, they're long enough, that you have long tongs, that you don't use someone's good bowl or pot. You can go to secondhand stores. It's a great idea to be able to find big saucepans or even cauldrons. Sometimes you can find them there. And also making sure to be mindful of fire restrictions. I'm sure you all know all of that. But never burn in the heat of a moment. So what that means is if you're mad at someone, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to release you from my life forever and write down their name and then go throw it in the fire. You have to be in a calm, thoughtful, and considerate place. You can find images, letters, other material related to the situation. Obviously, you shouldn't be burning legal documents, and you're never burning anything out of spite. All you're looking for is a material that can represent what you want to release. So, for example, it can be an old photograph or a letter, a newspaper clipping, or an advertising, anything that holds emotion that you can afford to send up in flames. So, obviously, you need your legal documents. But if it's a relationship that you want to let go of and you just want to cut cords and move on, you can write a letter to that person in summary of what's gone wrong and what you'd like to let go of. And then you can be alone, as I said, or you can be with a loved one. You can sit in front of the spot where you're going to burn and you hold the images and paper in your hands and just speak from your heart about what that represents to you and why you need to let this go. And I always finish with the words, I release you, I am done. Even, and it doesn't even have to be a person, it can be a thing, it can be weight, it can be addiction, it can be anything. And then burn it to the ashes and feel the flames eating up and rendering the old energy into nothingness and let it go and see yourself releasing it and letting it go from you as well. That's why the ritual is always, I think, best to be done outside because then you can just, obviously not feel the inside of your home with that energy. You want to release it out into the universe. And then really honor any emotion that comes up for you, because by allowing the ritual to give you a sense of finality, you might feel emotional. It's a part of saying goodbye. And afterwards, I always say when you do a ritual, head out for a meal or go have a drink or a tea or coffee, allow yourself time to reflect and to recognize that you've closed the door on that part of your life and you've let it go. I think that's it's really important about burning rituals, really important about prayers of smoke and things, especially if they're for cleansing. You just want to be able to let it go and to no longer let it consume you. So, bonfires, ashes are really important. Oh, here's something. If I had done a burning ritual, I wouldn't use the ash from that. That's cleansed to me. Like, I'd probably have several more fires after that, let that ash sort of dissipate. Or you could always clean out your fire pit and then start again. I hope that makes sense. And look forward to connecting with you again very soon. I hope you've enjoyed Basic Witch Level 3, and I've given you a lot more knowledge to go forward with. And so it is said, so it will be, and so it is.